Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Skellig is the name of the album. Highly recommend from here. Now, while we've been on air and talking to David Gray there, there's been an exciting development for Larry and Kay Leon from Walkinstown in Dublin, because they've just been given their vaccine. Hello, Larry.
How are you doing, Ray?
Good to talk to you.
Yeah, I'm still alive.
Yeah, great. How's Kay?
She's still alive. She's great, thank God.
Yeah. Kay is okay.
Oh, she's okay.
Yeah.
We're both okay, and we're looking forward to the second jab.
Right, brilliant.
Then we can get out.
Yeah. Tell us about how important getting the vaccination was for you and your wife, Kay, Larry.
Well, we're locked up since March?
Yeah.
And on and off, we've been locked up. We get out for a walk and stuff like that, but nothing serious. You can't go away. Climb a mountain or anything like that. Not that I could now. But
yourself and Kay have travelled an awful lot, haven't you, since?
Oh, yeah.
Where have you been?
Most of the places was in the Mediterranean.
Yeah.
Down around Cyprus. Yeah. Down around Israel. We got as far as Israel, and we got to the States. We got to the big canyon,
right.
The Grand Canyon.
Yeah, the big one. It's big. It's big and grand. Yeah.
We went to Bora Bora, which is down in French Polynesia.
Right. And all of this is since you retired?
Well, it started with my sister in the 80s, late 80s.
Right.
She brought me on the cruise because she was in America and I hadn't seen her for a while. And we went, and it was got into your blood,
yeah,
bruising, and then we didn't start ourselves then until about the 90s, late 90s.
Okay, and what age are you now, Larry?
Well, I'm 85. I'll be 86 on the 10th of March.
Right, and what age is Kay?
I'm a Thai boy.
What age is she?
About 13, 14 months older than me.
Oh, right. Right, so there isn't much between you.
You give out now to me saying that on air, you know.
Yeah,
that.
And how long are you married?
Since 1957, about 63 years.
Yeah, it'll be 64 years this year.
This year.
Wow. And many children?
Seven.
Many grandchildren?
10.
Right.
And that we only got a letter today from two of them wishing us well on getting our job.
Yeah.
And that was from the boys down in Greystones.
Okay. And talk us through it then. How far away do you live from the surgery?
About 5 or 6 minutes up
okay.
the road. It's the doctor on Crotty on Cromersfort Road.
Right, so you walk
and,
down.
He has a nurse, and there's other people there now today giving the jab.
Yeah.
And he's very good. And Mary, his nurse, I got her the jab from her. And I thought she was actually walking around to see what was going on. And I saw the thing in her hand, and I said, when is it going to start? She said, you're finished.
So you didn't even realise you got it.
Didn't even realise I got
it. Isn't that brilliant?
No. Yeah. And then you just go into the room next door and sit there for a quarter of an hour.
Yeah. Did they give you a cup of tea or anything? No,
they don't
give
you. Put a sticker on you,
yeah,
saying you got the job at such a time and you'll be finished at such a time, and then they throw you out.
Yeah. It's just such a brilliant day for you, though, for yourself and
yeah,
Kay.
Yeah, and it's not only for me, but the amount of people up there getting a job. It's unbelievable.
And is everybody smiling?
Everybody is in good spirits because I think everyone's looking forward to this.
Yeah.
They're locked up so long. It's great to even get out in the rain.
And it's a real tangible thing. That means change is happening, isn't it? This is...
And like after the second jab, you've only to wait, I think it's a week or two, and then you're pretty good for to go wherever.
You're good to go.
But you still have to wear the mask and stuff like that. But
and
hopefully the place will open up now, like all the other countries, and
fingers crossed.
Start taking in visitors, including ourselves. We need the visitors.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, will you give Kay a big hug for us?
I will.
And thanks so much for talking to us.
He's the only one I can hug nowadays.
Yeah.
Because when I ask my grandchildren, can I give you a hug and a kiss, they run the other way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what they've been told to do, Larry.
Yeah.
Listen, we'll talk to you the other side.
Okay.
When you're back international travelling again. See you, Larry. Good luck.
Thanks.
See you. Bye now.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.